Oh, good morning, everybody. Hello. Welcome to River Heights Vineyard. My name is Rena. I'm one of the worship leaders here, and I'm really glad to see you here this morning. We're going to start with a time of musical worship together, so why don't you stand and join me as you're able. God, we thank you for today. Thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you that we have the opportunity to gather together as your family, as a family together, where we can learn together, we can worship together, we can pray together, and we can meet with you. God, speak to us today and hear our praise. Amen.
Come. one voice we sing in worship and in wonder, saying you alone are unlike any other. Hear our praises as we welcome you together, Jesus. In you we find a true and firm foundation. There's no need to fear, no need for hesitation. There's a name that echoes over all creation. Situation that surrounds us. Sing his name with expectation, for the God of our salvation is among us. With one voice we sing and worship and wonder. Our praises as we welcome you together, Jesus. In you we find a true and firm foundation. There's no need to fear, no need for hesitation. There's a name that echoes over.
Jesus, lifting high above the heavens.
Amen.
Know everything we need. We don't even have to speak. Pero tu espíritu nos llama a compartir en comunión. We won't pray the way you taught us. Every day, todo momento. We will pray the way you taught us. Every day, todo momento. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado. You know everything we need. We don't even have to speak.
Let's sing that again. You know everything.
You know everything we need. We don't even tu Espíritu nos llama a compartir en comunión. Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. Like honey on my lips, your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you.
Every week, we have the opportunity to receive communion together as a family. There are two tables on the sides of the stage and one in the back of the room with unleavened bread and juice on them. These elements signify Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross. On the night he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine and gave thanks. He gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. You can go to the Lord's table anytime in this next song.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. And I would be. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphans a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is a failing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would. You've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is our day. Take my place. you've done for me.
It is always such a joy to be able to worship together. Well, friends, we are coming to the end of our service, and we are going to dismiss now. If you would like to stick around and sing with us a little bit more, we will do a little bit of that. And there also is definitely time to get prayer. So if you've been on the fence for that, take the time to do that. But as we go, Lord Jesus, we just say thank you that there is hope in you. There are alternatives to carrying around all of this anxiety and the stuff that we end up with, the things that we've collected. God, thank you that there is hope in you. And we ask that you would continue to work in us and through us in this coming week. God, we ask your blessing over our time, over the people that we interact with. We ask that you would go with us. In Jesus' name, amen. So friends, it's been good to see you this week. We look forward to seeing you again next week. And if you want to stick around with us for a few minutes, that's great too.
The Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered the grave, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered the grave, and worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered the grave. This is amazing grace. This is unveiling love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. I sing for all that you've done for me.
Who brings our chaos?
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphans a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all. You've done for me.